the Bible says that God, out of the dust of the ground, formed man. So I believe I've come from God. And, you know, you believe that you came by chance, or at least I don't want to straw man you, but I think you lean more towards the fact that you think you came from a rock without any intelligence pulling the strings at all.
And what's wrong with that? And what's wrong with that?
He said, Mr. Hovind, there are hundreds of varieties of dogs in the world. He said, you mean to tell me that you believe all these dogs came from two dogs off of Noah's Ark? You expect me to believe that? I said, sir, would you look at what you're teaching your students? You're teaching your students that all the dogs in the world came from a rock.
You believe that we came from a rock far enough back in time after the Big Bang.
Well,
kind of like,
well, that's the theory. Well, that's the theory, yeah.
Your position is that the world created itself, correct?
I think I'm an offshoot of the universe. We're all offshoots of the Big Bang.
Since when do you see a Big Bang or an explosion creating anything? Have you ever observed that?
I'm not an expert on explosions.
Do you believe that it's rational to believe that all the stars, planets, galaxies, oceans, and everything else that's contained in the cosmos, contained in the universe, was all condensed down to an infinitesimal amount of space? And do you believe that that infinitesimal amount of space exploded out of chaos into order without intelligence?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. What do you mean?
He claimed that spontaneous generation must be true, not because it had been proven in the laboratory, but because otherwise it would be necessary to believe in a creator.
And so he's saying, if spontaneous generation did not happen, then I would have to believe in God. Ernst Haeckel didn't want to believe in God. He wanted to believe what he wanted to believe. And so therefore he believed in spontaneous generation, or something that's known as abiogenesis, something that we've never observed in the universe. The first part of the scientific method is to make an observation. If we can't observe life coming from non-living material, then it's not science. You know, I was in a debate one time, and the atheist told me, he says, well, I can't believe that you believe that there was this Jewish man that died and resurrected from the dead. I can't believe that you believe in this thing known as the resurrection. And I looked at that man, I said, hey, would you look at what you're saying? You believe that every living thing came to life out of non-existence through spontaneous generation without any intelligence behind it.
Not one Christian ever has produced evidence. He didn't either, nor can you. No one can. It doesn't exist.
That's not the debate.
I demand
tonight
that anybody in this room who calls yourself a Christian, if you think you have scientific evidence to indicate you're God, bring it. You ain't got it. I win.
Stephen Hawking said, and I quote, he said, if the expansion rate after the Big Bang would have changed by one part in 100,000 million millionths, nothing would exist.
Wouldn't you say it's kind of foolish to believe that those odds happen by themselves without intelligence creating those odds?
We're not saying it's impossible. You're not disagreeing that it's impossible that randomness could cause it. You're just saying that it's very, very unlikely.
Well, actually, Stephen Hawking said, and I quote, he said, we are a mathematical impossibility, and that is a miracle by definition, correct?
I would have to look and see the actual quote.
He's tactical.
Yeah, he's. I've always said that Matt Powell's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a walking charisma machine, and that's the problem. When you're,
and he's a manipulation machine.
Well, he's quick. He's witty.
Yeah, Powell.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah, Matt Powell.
Yeah, the Bob's Big Powell. Boy kid. That one. If I've already taken out their best, what the hell are all of the underlings going to be able to produce? It's appropriate to show the king cockroach being crushed, right? But he hasn't actually come forth with anything. We'll always see where that's going to go. And I think Steven Anderson is going to be the same way.
You know what the math tells us? That no life should exist in this universe because life cannot come from nothing. And life on this planet didn't come from nothing. God breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul.
I'm going to quote Richard Dawkins now. He said, the simplest life has the amount of specified complexity in it of over 1,000 complete sets of encyclopedias. Do you believe that the simplest life, with the amount of complexity of over 1,000 complete sets of encyclopedias, came to life by itself through spontaneous generation? And if that's so, do you believe it happened by chance?
Listen, you got good questions. They're just not for me.
The Raging Atheist is posting a challenge to Matt Powell to have a motherfucking debate, yo.
Brother Matt Powell literally made one of these atheists cry after one of the debates. I've seen some big beatdowns in debates, but I've never seen another guy get beat down so bad that he was crying.
Is it worth it interacting with him? Or are you just increasing the purview that he has and the reach that he has? Because he's not going to change his mind. Who are you compelling?
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that 10 to the 164th power happening simultaneously trillions of times over could happen by chance? Or do you think it's more rational to believe it happened by design, and why?
My response will be the same as before. It's the same as before, Matt. It's the same as before. It's the same exact response.
See, you can say that there's design in everything. I'm not going to disagree with that. The universe could have designed itself.
You think you came from a rock without any intelligence pulling the strings at all.
And what's wrong with that?
You believe that we came from a rock far enough back in time after the Big Bang.
Well, kind of like, well, that's the theory. Yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, that's the theory, yeah.
Maybe we came from the stars. There's a theory that we came from the stars.
You think you came from a rock?
Yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, that's the theory, yeah.
There's a theory that we came from the stars, and we just gave away all of our technology. We didn't want it no more, and we started over, and yet here we are again.
But that takes faith. That takes irrational faith to believe that. No, that takes silly faith.
It takes an imagination to consider it.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Even if this is a video game, we are still subject to those laws.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Even if this is a video game.
It takes an imagination to consider it.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Look at the look on Matt Powell's face. I love it.